Illegal aliens get minimum sentences for killing couple, raping 12-year-old. By John Binder on June 2, 2019. Two illegal aliens received prison sentences of 12 to 20 years. One for killing a young couple in a sanctuary city and another for raping a 12-year-old girl. The Angel family of 34-year-old Logan Wilson and his wife 32-year-old Jessica Wilson is outraged after an illegal alien was sentenced to just 12 years in prison after killing the young couple in a drunk driving crash in August 2018 in the sanctuary city of Marion County, Oregon. Weeks ago, illegal alien Eduardo de la Lima Vargas from Mexico received a sentence of 12 years after killing the Wilsons, leaving their three young children now without parents. In a drunk driving crash where the couple's motorcycle was wedged under the illegal alien's pickup truck, Breitbart News originally reported. According to prosecutors, Lima Vargas was driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.10% when he hit and killed Logan and Jessica Wilson. In interviews with the Statesman Journal last month, the family expressed their dissatisfaction with the sentencing of Lima Vargas. Family members of the victim said the fact that de la Lima Vargas would be housed and fed by the government and allowed to see his family while incarcerated felt like a slap in the face. Emphasis added. Logan's sister Mariah Turnage called de la Lima Vargas an incredibly selfish, immoral person. She said he could have called a cab or slept in his vehicle the night of the crash. Emphasis added. A separate case last month ended with an illegal alien convicted of raping a 12-year-old Mississippi girl receiving a sentence of 20 years, the minimum sentence for statutory rape of a child in the state. Valentin Ariosto Alfonso Arguello, a 38-year-old illegal alien, received just 20 years in prison with 8 years suspended for coercing a 12-year-old girl into giving him her phone number, then raping her in his truck after getting off work. After his release, Alfonso Arguello is expected to be turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency and deported. In 2018, ICE agents arrested more than 1,640 illegal aliens convicted of murder, nearly 5,000 convicted of child sex abuse, and more than 54,600 who were convicted of drunk driving, Breitbart News reported. The vast majority of illegal aliens living across the United States, of which there are 11 to 22 million, are never deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.